to me.
Gotta talk about the inevitable. Easter. Yesterday. Damn.
Yeah, my dad, he gave me a big lollipop. You can tell where that my happiness was.
I can. It's in a sucker. Those pretty
tasty. I already ate all my Easter candy. Well, outside of this, I just got this. I ate it the day before Easter, honestly. So my parents, they're so funny because.
Yes, well, please explain.
They know that, like, I don't care how old I get. An Easter basket is always going to be a love thing for as long as they're alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been spoiled, you know. I've gotten an Easter basket since I was a kid. And I like consistency, so I don't really like when stuff, like, patterns kind of break, you know. So if I got an Easter basket, I had to continue to, like, get an Easter basket. So my parents did get me some Easter candy. It didn't come in, like, the traditional basket form, you know, but...
Okay.
I did get some Easter candy, and I was happy, obviously. And then my dad surprised me with this.
That is Pamela amazing.
Pamela, she got to pick. So she picked the bunny. So there's a bunny-shaped one, and then I got the egg.
Okay. Is it a particular flavor?
I don't know. But my dad said these were the only two ones that were left in the store.
Damn. Anyway,
yeah, so... and then my mom, she got us candy, and there was one egg that had two Oreo cookies in it, and then there was like a plastic egg container thing that had a little bundle, so it came with a ring pop, a baby bottle pop, a push pop, and it's like a baby drop pop or some shit like that. But you drop baby the drop candy, something like that.
It's a little liquid drop kind of.
Yeah,
you gotta look that up. It's some kind of. I don't know. I don't even eat that much candy. It's like sour drop or something.
Juicy drop pop. The juicy drop pop. It's a juicy drop pop. Yeah.
It sounds like one of those songs that went viral. Yo, you heard juicy drop pop? It's a TikTok. That sounds like a TikTok dance.
Yes, and it was the variety. Oh, it's funny they have it on here. The Bazooka Candy Brand's Easter Variety Candy Box. That's literally, probably what she got. It was just in a little Easter basket thing.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I got a push pop, and to be honest, I'm not even going to lie to you. I might order myself one of these now that I know what they are.
You might have to.
I think that's just going to be what I'm living for out here.
But
yeah, and then my dad, he made a cake, which was really good. Yeah, I even had another piece today. So, honestly, it's been great. And my parents, yesterday we had brunch and dinner. So my mom, she made brunch, obviously, so we had these, like, little pastry things with cream cheese inside. And then we had a quiche, then bacon. I'm missing any. Yeah, and then for dinner, we had honey baked turkey from that Honey Baked Ham place.
No, go ahead, finish. I got something weird to tell you after you said that.
We had mac and cheese, green beans, greens, and cornbread stuffing. Now, I only had the turkey the mac and cheese and the green beans. Oh, and rolls. Can't forget about the rolls.
Can't forget the rolls. Right, right.
Yes. So that's that. What were you going to say, though?
Well, here's the weird thing. Well, I'll get to the weird thing. So yesterday, I didn't go anywhere, but of course, you know, my best friend's in-laws, they all got together over my best friend's house, he and his wife's house, and they brought me a plate, right?
Right.
So here's what's crazy about what you just said. So they brought me green beans, some chicken, some sort of dressing, but it was like chicken-based or something. It was really good. It was, and cornbread. It was
right.
Cornbread and chicken, but it was so good. Here's the
right.
Here's, you're not even going to believe this. I can't believe we had the same thing yesterday. They bought a honey-baked turkey. And that, like, it came in slices, right?
Yes.
Yo, why? This is the second time I'm talking about this today. Why was that the best fucking turkey I've ever had?
Yo, that shit was so fucking good.
Holy crap. I was like,
I can't remember if it came, because my dad cut it. I don't even remember. But either way, fucking delicious.
Yeah.
That shit's so good.
I could.
Whatever they do, bro, it's so good.
Well, here's the thing is, I really like turkey bacon. And basically, the honey baked turkey tasted like thick slabs of bacon, basically.
Yeah.
That
and
was
We eat turkey bacon because my dad, he's allergic to pork.
Okay. Well, then pork's not as healthy for you as turkey, technically.
Yeah, so, I mean...
That's good. Yeah, turkey bacon's so good. Some people do not like turkey bacon because it doesn't have all the fat on it. Because the fat of the bacon is what's really good, honestly. But that's weird. That is weird that we both had the same thing on the same day, and that's typically people eat ham on Easter, which is a weird thing. Like,
I've gotten used to it
because
my dad, so I got used to just eating turkey like
crickets.
I only used to eat like pork when I would go visit my grandparents.
Right, now you're getting pork. I think a lot less people are eating pork, but that could be me. So one last note for this intro is I did get some Easter candy.
Oh, tell us about it.
Patrick's mother-in-law brought me a Ziploc bag of candy, and it's assorted Dove chocolates. So like the milk chocolate and the dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Easter colors on the wrapping, you know.
Oh,
and then
that's
a Reese's peanut butter egg. You've seen those, I'm sure.
Okay, yes.
And some sour, like sour jelly beans. They're like Warhead. They're like Warhead flavored. The sour, she forewent the basket, as they said, or as they say, and brought me a Ziploc bag, which when you're a grown man, that works out just fine.
Yeah, that works out fine, yes.
They should have just filled it with some of that fake plastic Easter grass. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I when my dad made the cake, he did put some Reese's peanut butter eggs on the side. There's like
how fancy
on the side of it. And then also the little candy, not candy egg, but the like little chocolate eggs, the little chocolate eggs that have that like coating on the outside. I don't know. Anyway, also, what else? Oh yes, and he put peeps on top, but they're the hot tamale peeps. I've never had those before.
Okay, that's funny. I saw a YouTube video last week where they did a taste test of all the peep flavors. I had never seen those until then.
Really? Yeah, my mom doesn't really care for peeps. but I like peeps.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't think they're bad.
Have you ever microwaved one?
No. Tell me more.
It'll blow up to like 4 or 5 times its size. So, and it might explode in your microwave, so. But it's entertaining.
How long do you microwave?
You just gotta keep an eye on it. There's no set time. Try it one night. You and Pamela, gather around the microwave and just pop it in there. Keep an eye on
it,
though.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, that's fucking funny as shit.
I've done that. It's entertaining. But put it on like a paper plate because it'll be a mess.
Great. You're fucking weak.
Hey, it's what you do.
That's funny. We gotta get into this, though. We gotta get into this.
Let's get it.
Shit.
Yo, this is Simon Illa.
And it's Jay.
And it's the Two Gimps Walking to a Bar podcast, brought to you via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to get the app for your desktop or your phone, and you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast, which is handed to you at birth, along with your social security number. And who produces this podcast?
Just Alchemy LLC.
That's right. And once again, we're recording via Zoom. So yay. Easter time. Spring has sprung. The time has changed. I like that. It's getting warmer outside. We like that. Question, if you want to talk about it, let's talk vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like talking about it?
Yeah, I feel fine talking about it.
So did we mention it last week? I don't think you had it. Or did you get it?
Yeah, I did.
I think you got it that day.
Yep.
Oh, so this is the one week update.
Yeah, I feel fine. On the 26th, I have my second shot.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. So you're feeling fine. Arm was a little sore, but that's it. Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I felt like regular. And the thing is, from what I was told, that after I get my second shot, 2 weeks after that, then I'd be considered fully vaccinated. Absolutely. So they're not technically, I guess, fully vaccinated when you get your second shot. It's like a couple weeks out. They tell you to wait like 2 weeks. Mm.
I'm not really
even sure what this means, like, when you get vaccinated. I mean, because I guess you still have to wear a mask.
That's... Right? This is part of why, I mean, you know, I'm on the fence about it, getting it myself, and, you know, I'm glad that people are getting it, and I hope it's effective and all that. But that's what I don't get, is they are telling people that. It's like, well, when you get it, you probably should just wear a mask. And it's like, well, but if you're vaccinated, can't you just be out and about? Like, what do you have to worry about? What are you, because here's the thing, the only reason I'm thinking they're thinking that is because, and they, I guess, means whoever the experts claim to be,
right,
is that I guess you could carry it but not know it. So somebody that's not vaccinated, you could give it to them. So I would see that's only, but that would be for anything.
Yeah, honestly.
You could carry a lot of things and not know it and give it to people, you know?
Isn't that asymptomatic or something?
It's exactly what it is, yeah. But also I've heard that the vaccine doesn't, it's like the flu shot. It doesn't give you total immunity, but it would alleviate the severity of it. That's what I heard. I don't know. I feel like I'm prying. Let me know if I am. Did Pamela get it?
No, but she's getting her first one tomorrow.
Okay.
I think.
Cool.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going to be one of these last people that get it. Some
Yep, I
people that
mean,
are like staring at me the whole time,
I mean,
going, when are you
I
gonna
really
do
wouldn't
it?
expect anything. We're taking it. I mean, just a shot, honestly, right now. But I mean, everyone's affected differently, I guess. So
Right.
it just depends on you and what
True,
you want to
true.
do. But my immune system, in all actuality, honestly, is pretty good. I don't really get sick like that.
Mine too.
Knock on wood. But yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
so I typically am pretty good in regards to illnesses. Well, I think some of that has to probably do with the fact that, like, I don't really eat poorly, and I've maintained some kind of fitness regime in the past, at least. So,
And also,
you
I
know.
think you don't, and I mean it's in a bad way, because even when I was always really busy, I would rarely get sick, but I think we're just not around as many people
Yeah, to get
as
sick.
some people might be. Yeah, to get, because I know, like, I know every time I've gotten sick, I actually remember being around a person that was
What?
sick, you know, like if they
Yeah,
had the
so it
flu or
like makes
something.
sense.
Yeah, and you end up getting sick a couple days
Yep.
later. You're like, oh, yeah, I was in the studio with so and so, and they've just gotten over it and whatever. So that is
Yeah.
true. That is true.
Yo, I like those Starbucks cups.
Well, yes. Starbucks has been popping, by the way.
Yeah.
They put the tables back out front, so people are getting out in public again. Although they always kind of were in Atlanta, I don't think it really changed too much.
No, for real.
No, it really hasn't. At
Really?
least not in the past couple months. It's kind of been business as usual.
Yo, we should talk about last week about the competition, how
Yeah,
that
that's what
went.
I was actually wanted to bring that up. But yeah, what did you think about, well, first off, for anybody that doesn't know out there, we had a March Madness competition on our Instagram Live, which we do every week on Thursday nights. And yeah, you had this idea to do this competition, and we kind of worked out the idea and gave a bunch of contestants opportunity to get a free custom beat. And in the end, it was actually the first week's winner that won the whole thing, which was Wicked
Look at
J.
Jay. Yeah, shout out to him.
So, what did you think about the competition, like overall? Like, how did you feel about it? What did you like? What did you not like? What could we do better? You know, what did you think about the competition itself?
Yo, it turned out really well, honestly. I didn't really have an expectation per se on how it was gonna turn out. I did believe that it would turn out well, to be honest, because that's just kind of how I like to look at things, unless proven otherwise.
Right.
So I figured it would do well. I just didn't realize how well it would do, and it did really great, honestly. We pretty much would have close to 8 submissions each time until the last week. So like, it was a very popular event, and we had a lot of people watch, especially for our lives. We had a good number of people coming in and out. So I like the energy. I think it was a good competitive spirit. People were congratulating winners whenever, you know, they won or whatever, that kind of each week. So I thought that was really dope. Some of the things that I know we can improve on are we're not gonna let others submit on people's behalf, just because it can cause conflicts. And another thing is, I think next time we need to make sure people confirm their participation, I guess, for the finale, because, you know, as you and I know, we had a situation pop up. And again, I know we can't avoid everything or account for everything, but I do think we have to, I know, kind of like what we did, but we have to give people a deadline. Like, if they don't, if you don't get the songs in on the day of the competition, then you are disqualified. like, because for us to have to wait on somebody else to kind of start a competition, you know what I mean, that's set at a certain time, it's not fair to the other contestants, or and to us as well. So I think in all around, though, it was a very nice event. Definitely things that we're going to do better for next year, just to kind of hopefully eliminate certain things that came up this year. And then I think other than that, we'll find out how this whole custom beat situation goes. I'm going to be curious how that goes. And, you know, see if that's something we'll do again next year in regards to the prize and that kind of thing, because I'm just going to be curious as to time management of it all, like, because you and I both have a lot to do. So I just know that a year from now, that could definitely elevate. So we're just going to have to see if that prize will be the same thing for next year, just depending on our time commitments. But so far, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad we have someone, you know, like Luka J to work with. He's a very talented artist. All the artists that participated, and especially for the finale, very close in regards to the winners and stuff like that. The winner, I thought it was fun. I mean, honestly, it was something different. And I know for you and I, we said we're going to do more like challenges and stuff like that throughout the year, because I really believe people enjoyed it, and I'm glad that we were able to have this sort of impact, you know, even in the way that we are doing it. I think most importantly, it creates an impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about how many artists we connected with.
Yeah. And good artists, too. Yeah,
good ones. I mean, you know, not just like one or two.
Well, and I think it, you know, as we said, even on our live IG for the final, you know, we encountered a lot of artists. It's not the last we saw of them. You know what I mean? Like, even people that came in and had some cool shit but didn't make it through to the final or to the end, you still are like, yo, it'd be dope to work with you. Like, you know, it's a good way to find talent. And, you know, to add on to things we could do differently, the one thing I would suggest we do, and we had talked about this, and we did it for the final, but once we do that again, we need to, or whatever competition we do, but especially that kind, we need to hold up our score giving until the very end of the live, because I think it would keep people on longer, because some people knew they were eliminated early on and just left. And it's like, but this way they would at least, let them at least hang out and hear everybody. And also, I think because it won't influence, at least I never changed my score ever, but I can see how you might want to, you know, I almost did a couple times, but you might, because you'd be able to kind of float it whatever way you wanted to. Because if you're like, I want this person to win, but maybe everybody gave a low score, you know, and then somebody could be like, oh yeah, I'll give it a 10. It'd be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying it may not even be that obvious, but just something someone else says may influence you to change your mind, which can happen, but I think it would eliminate that possibility as well.
Yeah, I felt secure with my scores. But I mean, more times when I was, so that, but I guess I still see what you're saying, like that could happen.
It could just influence you. You're like, if you're giving your score last, and say you went first and I went last, and you gave a score, and I'm like, well, it wasn't that good, or maybe I was better than you thought. You know what I mean? I might like censor it in my head, you know, and be like, oh, maybe I should change. But by way, you're just kind of locked in, and you can't really change it. So but you know, to obviously thank all the you know, the people that entered their music and you know, and had us critique their stuff. We appreciate y'all. That was it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So hopefully we do that again. Like you said, we do have something new kind of in the works for the near future. So it's just weird to think that summer is approaching again.
I know, right?
Like super fast, you know? Like pretty soon we're going to be in the middle of March. I mean, April. See, my brain wouldn't even let me say April. I keep thinking it's still March.
That's what it's not. Place.
Yeah. So we will figure that out. I was gonna ask what. Well, first of all, what are you working on now? I know we do that update every week. Like, is there anything in specific? I feel like what's starting to happen, at least with me and business on my end, is that people are kind of busy, but they're kind of getting back to living again.
Yep.
You know, where they're like doing things and moving. So people are actually kind of busy again. So what's going on with you though? You have any specific projects or anything? Not that you have to, just I'm curious.
I mean, I just been working on, you know, I still do the beat packs and stuff like that. I know for us now, I like definitely have more time. Well, I don't want to say more time, but I definitely have the time to do stuff for us because I want to get our stuff sent out again for Sync Licensing. I had a lot of things going on in the past couple months that kind of just prolonged that, but now I'm like really in the zone of being able to get some beats together so that we can, you know, well, so that you can send them out specifically for LA. So, because I need those TV placements again. I've already gotten a taste, you know what I mean? So I'm like,
yeah,
I feel like I need more, you know, and more so because it's just really cool. I mean, all in all, we've done so many beats together that it would just be nice to have some more placements between the both of us. Because again, you know, you and I, we have that placement with Total Divas. That's on Hulu, stuff like that. So that's thing I'm working on. And then obviously beats and just, you know, my websites and stuff like that. But nothing too. Oh, yeah, I'm a Twitch affiliate now, I guess, because of DistroKid.
Oh, dope.
So you can become a Twitch affiliate so you can get paid. So finding another stream to kind of showcase what I already do. You know what I mean? Like, I already make beats, so why not get paid on top of that for having ads and stuff? So I'm going to do that because I don't know how that works per se yet, but I do know you get paid. You can get paid with it. DistroKid has been dope because, like I told you, most of my money, I mean, it's kind of sad to say, honestly, but most of the money that I've made from there has honestly come from their referral program. Because you get paid $10 now per referral.
Damn.
Yeah, it used to be $5, so I guess they got some money.
They definitely got some money.
So, I mean, and it's honestly a good slow grind because, you know, I have my email list and then I have an email that pretty much sends out and tells people like, oh, here's this discount code for you to get 7% off or whatever. So it helps because if you're getting a lot of people, you know, some of those people are going to click and some of them are going to sign up. You know what I mean? And so you get paid from that. And I think personally, it's pretty cool because, again, it's not like you really got to do much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it helps artists too at the same time. So it's not like it just helps you in your pockets. But yeah, I mean, I just been doing my thing per usual. What about you?
I've got a lot going on, actually. But I want to ask a question before I get to that.
Which is.
Because you seem to be very experienced in this. How important, and I think I already know what you're going to say, but how important for everyone out there is having an email list, like gathering emails? Like, do you think that's really
It's
a
funny.
good point of interaction?
Honestly, that's where I make the bulk of my sales, to be honest.
Really?
It's from, yeah, I mean, from what I know, I know it's typically from my emails, because I have this, when you're a new customer, you get added to my new customer list or whatever, and typically, people don't get added because they're already on my list, my email list. So it's really interesting. Like, and you get those people who, like, I still this guy, he buys beats pretty often for me, and he at one point he bought 23 beats for me in one sitting. Now, granted, I had like a big sale going on, so you might think like, oh, that's a bunch of. But just the fact that someone took the time to one find 23 beats that they liked and purchase them, it doesn't even really matter how much it was. But at that time, it wasn't that much, in regards to what you would think. However, I still was just happy as shit, because typically for him, he pays really no matter what my price has been. So it's not a price thing for him. It's just if he finds something that he likes. And he'll just buy them. I'll just get a notification sometimes, and then I'll see it. I'm like, oh man, there he is. So the email list I think is very, very important. I've still been learning a lot of things in regards to that, on like how to build that up. Something else that I'm getting back in going is getting back into text marketing. Kind of finding how I want to go about it. Because I like text marketing, but I don't sometimes, because I just personally don't think people will do it all that great, to be honest with you. I think people don't really make it a conversation. Sometimes I get more annoyed when people send me those texts, because I know it is a sales text. So figuring out how to make it more conversation-like without having to have a conversation, if that makes sense, but making it feel like it's not super salesy. So what I've been doing with my emails lately, personally, this is some, what do they say, free game? I don't know. Anyway, but what I've been doing is, I really don't even talk about my beats, honestly. I just send them like videos that I find on YouTube that are music related or motivational videos that I watch. So I started to send people emails at 5 in the morning, because I have like a schedule. And so the reason I've been doing that is, one, 5 a.m. actually, I have a international list, like people from all over the world. So something I realized is, like, I may be sending a message at 10 a.m. but somewhere else, in the UK, it's 5. Right? You see what I'm saying? And so I was thinking way too small. So now I've been thinking bigger. So I'm texting people. I mean, I'm sending emails at 5 a.m. and I just bought a new domain name recently. Well, yesterday. And I know you and I have talked about this, and I don't mind sharing it because it's already done. I am gonna have an official exclusive beats only store.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah, so where, because I know at first I've talked to you about this, like kind of going back and forth for how I wanted to do it, but this time it's gonna be, I know you've heard of Nike because they're a huge ass brand. Nike does this thing called, like, I guess the drops. They do drops, so they have like certain shoes, and then they drop at a certain time, and then they sell out since pretty quickly, right? Well, I'm gonna be doing the same thing with my beats. Now, it won't sell out, obviously, because it's not a physical product, but I'm going to be doing drops on the 2nd and 22nd of each month. So I'll drop 4 exclusive beats onto the store, and people are going to be able to sign up for text messages to get notified before it drops, like 15 minutes before a new beat drops. And also, they'll get an email.
That's pretty
And
brilliant.
so, yeah, now the thing is, shout out to my dad again, because my dad, he really is the man behind
Hey,
my life. He needs to start his own
your dad is
consulting
a
company.
fountain of ideas.
Yes, he needs to start his own consulting company at this point. I was talking to him about it because he knows that, like, I want to do something that's different than what other people are doing. And what I realized is a lot of people are selling beats online. That's not essentially different. But not a lot of people are selling exclusive only beats to the caliber that this is, right?
Right.
And why not start something? So each beat is 500. It's going to start at 500, and then obviously that's going to go up, as time goes on. But obviously I like proof of concept, so I like to see things kind of work, and then whatever. But the thing is, here's what I thought about. One, it takes a lot more fucking people to get at the $50 price point, right? So you'd have to get essentially, 200 people just individually to buy beats at $50 a pop just to make a grand, right? 50 times. No, to make 10 grand.
That'd be 10
Because
grand,
that's
right?
200, yeah, 200 times. So, hold on.
200 times
You know what I
50
mean?
is
Yeah,
10 grand.
that's 10. Okay, cool. So 20 times 50 is a grand. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you'd have to keep 20 people. Now, 20 people essentially is not a lot, right? Like, if you think about it, it's not a lot. However, if you have a $500 price point and you get two people to pay you that, there you go, right? So, one, two fucking people. If you're investing $500 into yourself, one, you probably have something going on with your music, or you just like to spend money. I don't know, it's again, how do I really set myself in the market, right? Do I want to just be every other online producer that sells beats, and like, which is fine, like if that's who you want to be. But I know for myself, I want to do more. Like I'm capable of doing more, and it starts with me. You know what I mean? So that's why I decided to do something different. That's not a popular thing, because it's not popular. Like a lot of, as we talked about, the word exclusive rights has on obviously changed. It's not really even exclusive. People have leased the beats before, so they're not really even exclusive beats to
Right.
begin with. It's just you're the last person to have that beat. And I want a truly exclusive beat. And two, here's my other thought, and it's my last thought, and then I want you to talk.
No, please, it's brilliant.
My thought is, I want to, just like Timbaland, Dr. Dre, Pharrell, and all of the guys and women out there who have created their own sound, that's what I really want to focus on. I don't want to be a fucking factory of like beats per se. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when I feel like I have to keep up this upkeep, like, putting all these beats on my site, I don't want to say I get lazy. I just, the creativeness sometimes is because I feel like I'm having to upkeep and like put all these beats is you don't really, I feel like I don't really hone in on the sound like I want to. But if I'm doing exclusive only beats and they're $500 a piece, you bet your bottom dollar, if I'm dropping only 8 beats a month for this store, the quality, not that you can't have quality and quantity, obviously. I'm just saying I really have wanted to hyper focus on really like honing in on my sound and what that means for me. Because when I get more into the industry, I want to be one of those people that are like, oh yeah, Mini Producer, that's his sound. You know what I mean? Like he's got a sound, and like, because Timbaland, Jermaine Dupri, all the greats in the music industry, what their shit sounds like. Like when they play a beat, you know what I'm saying? And so I think this store, not think, I know this store would help me really focus on that, because I can, incorporate elements of like, okay, how do I want this to sound? What do I want? Like when someone gets my beat, what do I want them to take away from this? You know what I mean? And everybody who gets a beat from me as well, this already happens on my regular site too, but they get what's called the mini pack, and it comes with a bunch of resources for like music industry stuff. So little guides and stuff on like how to mix and master stuff, talks about talks about email marketing. Now obviously these are resources that I've collected, so I'm not necessarily teaching. It's people that do that shit, you know, for a living, teaching you about shit. But it's still, you know, just a little bonus so that artists can kind of get their start to get stuff up and you know, and so they're not just getting a beat. And I do that for my leases as well now, but I'm also going to be doing it for the exclusives. So this is just something that I personally wanted to do. And I believe it'll help me be even more creative with getting like my beats the way that I want them. Because I do feel like there's certain elements to beats I already make that you're like, okay, yeah, that's a mini producer beat. I really want to like really capitalize on that and hone in on what that means for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what keeps you longevity. You know what I mean? When you go against the grain, when you're not doing what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and I've always thought that way is thinking a couple steps ahead of the curve. This I think is a brilliant idea. I'm really proud of you for thinking of that and doing that. Yeah, that's such a good idea. There's another thing that's interesting now called NFTs. And I don't know if we've ever talked about it. And
I want to get more in. If you know about it, I'm really interested in learning more.
We need to have a conversation about it. It's probably too long to have on here, but here's the gist of it. For anybody out there that doesn't know, and you might not know, but one of my friends, Nobody Famous, the producer,
Nice.
He and I talked about because he's already working in the world of NFT. So basically here's what it is. So, you know, say if you bought a piece of artwork, okay? Say right. Like you bought a painting from someone, it's only one painting. There's no other one like it in the world, right? So you have an exclusive painting. Nobody else can own that because it's a physical thing, right?
Right.
Now you can sell prints of it, you know, like a print, like a scam and like a replication, but it's not the real thing. You own the real thing. Now, what they're doing is they're able to take digital files. So say you made a beat, you're already going to think what I'm thinking. We're already 10 steps ahead of the curve, but you and I collab on a beat.
Yeah.
Hang on. Me and you got not only an exclusive beat, there literally can be only one owner.
What you do is you put it
through these companies that will embed a code into the file that literally says whoever buys that beat, you give them the file. It's got that code embedded in it. If you copy it, it will not have that code in it. So they know it's a fake. So you and I can go, oh, this is a Simon Illa MP exclusive, $10,000. Now here's the thing.
I know what we're doing.
Well, wait. Here's what's crazy about it. So say we sell it, okay? We sell a beat for $10,000. But we have something embedded in that file and in our agreement that says if you resell this beat, so say if something with us blows up, now that beat is worth $100,000, right? So the person that bought it for $10,000 wants to sell it. Right? Because they bought it for $10,000. They want to sell it for $100,000 now. When they sell it for $100,000, it can be embedded in there that you and I still get a percentage of that. So even though they bought and own it, quote unquote, we still have our rights to it. So if they said, think about this. So if they bought it for $10,000, we get $5,000 a piece. Right? To say we sold it directly from us. But we say, if you resell this, we want 30% of it. So this person goes and sells for $100,000. You and I get to split $30,000 more.
Bruh.
Hang on.
Bruh.
We blow up again. That beat becomes worth $1,000,000. Now, when it sells for $1,000,000, you and I split $300,000 because it's worth $1,000,000. We get 30%. We always get our percentage of whatever it becomes worth. So if it resells, it doesn't matter. And people can do whatever they want with it. You could literally just have it and go, I'm not selling it. It's exclusive. No, that's what makes art because it's exclusive. So it's literally exclusive digital content. How crazy is that? Like nobody else can have it. No,
We're
like
gonna be
you
having a talk.
can't. You know how,
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you how, here's how Reggie made it interesting. He works with this artist named Wax, and Wax did a YouTube series. Wax already has like a couple of, I think like gold singles or something. Like he's like an underground artist, but you know how underground artists can blow up. And so he's like a pretty dope independent artist. So he's doing his thing and he's got a good following. He did this YouTube series. Like, I think it was like 10 videos where he was going out trying different foods that he never tried before. Right? So, and one was just something really simple, like a, I don't know. It could be anything, like a Popeye's chicken sandwich. He's never had one. So they do this video of him trying it for the first time. What Reggie did is he created digital collector cards, like Pokemon cards,
Yo, that's
based
cool.
on his YouTube series. So each card is from an episode. It's like, oh, here's the Popeye's chicken one. And it's like kind of a cool animated card. And they only make 10 available. 10 basically gifts of that card just going back and forth like this, but only 10 people can buy it. And they do that for the whole series. There might be one show where they say, there's only one card for this show. So that's an exclusive. So now basically you can collect digital content and own it. And it gains
Yo.
value because you can't replicate
That's so
it. So
dope. So
that shit blows my mind that you can do this.
we're gonna be, Simon and I, I'm already putting out there, we're gonna be working on some shit because we could do this, Simon. We can fucking
Know.
do this.
We could, there's some NFTs to be had. Well, I've already thought about it for some other people, but also, you know, like what they could do with their talents.
Yo, Simon, I'm done. I've already put it out into the universe.
We'll have a talk about it.
Yeah, we'll
But
talk. Yeah, that'd be fun.
the answer to your question you asked me about 10 minutes ago, but
Oh
I want to talk
yes,
about the NFTs.
what are you doing?
I'll just create the suspense. I had some good things going on with KVZO,
Nice.
that we're working on. I'm actually seeing messages pop up in the background about him and about what we're doing here. So that's exciting. I'm producing a single for a band called If I Die. They're from Orlando. I think I said this last time. I mixed the single for this band or this group, Lotus, Call You Back. They had a single a couple weeks ago. But then, you know, there's just some things in the works. It's tough when you can't talk about everything that's like going, because I don't like to talk about things until they happen. So we got all these things kind of in process that we can't really comment on. One thing that I really have been, I don't want to say slacking on, but one thing I wish I really could find is a digital content creator, but more so in the form of like a videographer.
What happened with that? I thought you were
I was seeking one a
on the
week.
okay.
I think maybe the quarantine made it tough for people to want to get out, you know, and about, and not much was going on, you know,
Yeah, true.
honestly. But people are starting to pop up again and start working and doing things. So I'm excited about that. But that means just everything is getting busy. People want to put music out. I'm getting more mixing stuff and more vocal arranging stuff, people hit me up to record again,
That's
you
good.
know, it is. And then of course podcast stuff is always happening. I wish you, once again, I wish you lived closer. I know you do too. If you
Yeah,
live closer,
man.
I think we could both do more business if you live
Yeah,
closer,
because
because we could
that's what I
split
want
some
to do.
work. Well, we can split some work and do double the work. Does that make
Yeah, I
sense?
mean, yeah, I mean, you know, like I've always told you, if there's anything I can do now.
Oh yeah, I will let you know.
Definitely.
For sure. Real quick, what do you use a specific email program, by the way? Do you use MailChimp or anything like that?
Oh, I use GetResponse.
Okay.
But I mean, it's $79 a month. I mean, if I were anybody, the only reason I have it is because I don't even know why I have it. It's just what I started. It's kind of like one of those things, like when people ask you, "Oh, you signed up with BMI or ASCAP," and it's just you're just kind of like, signed up with it.
Like, why did you do that? Yeah, you're like
I don't know. I just did. Someone told me it was a good idea, and I said, okay, you know, so I use GetResponse. And I like it. I mean, it works for my purposes. Honestly though, you could get away with MailChimp. It just depends because again, you don't have, unless your email is just like huge, it really depends on what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure I could probably get away with not using GetResponse and use another program that does exactly what I want. I've just been using it for so long. And I might look into another one, you know.
I'm sure the analytics in it are good. Because that's the stuff where you can see if people opened it and how many times opened it.
The analytics are good. The click through, you know, see who clicked on the link. Also, something I do like is that they have two settings where it's perfect timing and also time travel, which I'm actually, so the perfect timing is it sends out an email that may not be necessarily time sensitive, but it sends it to when like someone's more than likely going to open up their inbox based on their habits. And then the time travel one is, so funny thing, this is something I just realized, when I've been sending out our emails for the our live review, I send it at 5 p.m. Eastern. But what I did not realize is I have not been putting that time travel setting. So it doesn't deliver it at 5 p.m. their time. You see what I'm saying? So I've been sending it at 5 p.m. our time, Eastern, again, thinking too small, not realizing that I'm fucking global, Mr. Worldwide. And so I'm actually, for the first time this week, I'm going to be testing out the time travel setting, which will send it at 5 p.m. their time.
Dope.
So that should help. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting because honestly, I don't even think it's going to make a difference. I hate to say that because if 5 p.m. is someone else's time, like it's still going to be a different time here. So I'm just trying it out. We'll see if it helps, if it doesn't help. You know, I won't know until I try, but I'm trying it for the first week. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, to answer your question, email marketing can be a great thing for sure.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, I was just curious about all that. Hopefully that info helps somebody out there. One thing I want to bring up before we wrap it up for the day, I started on my second book.
I saw you on the story.
2,500 words yesterday. I will say this, when you haven't written a book for, I think I wrote my other book in 2015, you really lose a little bit of the, it's like if you went a month without making a beat, and then you try to make a beat again, you're like, ugh. Like I spent 2 hours typing yesterday, maybe not straight, but almost, maybe an hour and a half, but either way, 2,500 words. And when I was done, I was kind of like, but you know, you got to get back in the groove of it. So if I keep that momentum up, I'll be good. So I'm excited about that. So if people wanted to know everything about me or about my music career, this will be their book. And if they want to know about my personal life, they'll read the first one. But
nice. Where could they find you, though, if they want to do that before they even get the book?
I handed it right to you. That was lovely. Y'all can find me online. Yeah, he took it right there. It was great. Y'all can find me anywhere online. Simon Illa, SimonIlla. That's SimonIlla.com. Or Simon Illa on TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Black Planet, Pornhub, all those things. And I have a community number. You can text me on there and get messages from me from time to time. 404-737-1662. And where can people find you, Jay?
Yeah, you can find me at Mini Producer. That's MiniProducer. I always have to remember to make sure I spell that correctly.
It's a tough one, man.
Say it so fast. And then MiniProducer.com is where you can find my beats and stuff like that. And once my exclusive beats only store launches, I'm still trying to figure out if I'm just going to have it be just for my email list right now and then go public. We'll see. So, you know, but regardless, I also have my fitness page, Rollout Fitness, which I'm looking to upload. I've had to be in the right mind space for that. I don't like to half-ass anything. So if I'm going to do a page, I got to like really be into it. You know, so that's that. But yeah, and of course you can hit me up on my TikTok Mini Producer Official, which I'm gonna be honest, I haven't posted in a fucking long time, but I still get engagement on there. Just because I've had real life stuff going on in my life that I do in my career. So that's not a diss to anyone that's on there. It's just like I got real shit going on. So, you know, when I always like to say if I have too much time on my hands, that's when I start to try to do things to like keep me busy, but when I actually have things I got going on, yeah. I find that I and there's nothing wrong with TikTok. It was just never really my thing to begin with, so I kind of was like, oh, I need something to do, and then it just kind of blew up a little, you know what I mean? But I love TikTok. Shout out to TikTok. We want a mill on there, so we're gonna get there either way. So you can keep up with me there. I go on Twitch Wednesday and Friday. I'm especially going on there since I'm a Twitch affiliate now. And make sure you check out Simon and I on our live review show that's coming right back on Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then Simon, you go live on what days again?
Wednesdays and Sundays at 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that, but I just want to make sure I was correct. So yeah, you can keep up with us. Please keep up with us because you never know what else, like, stuff just pops up out of nowhere, and you're like, well, I knew those guys from the podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Now they're rich off of NFTs.
Now they're rich off of NFTs. Yo, shit, y'all wait until next week. We'll tell y'all some shit.
You'll see what we have brewing, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But until next time, you know, I'm Jay, and this is...
That would be me, that's... The one and only Simon Illa. And once again, thanks for checking out our podcast, which is brought to you by Anchor. Go to anchor.fm to get the app for your phone or for your computer. You can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast that nobody will listen to, but it was handed to you at birth with your social security number. Who produces this podcast?
It's Ilkami LLC.
That is all. That's it. No more, no less. Anyway, we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.